Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. We let it hang. A little bit lower during Lunchtime Confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I am jealous of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What? Why?
I'm telling you.
Because they're good?
No.
Think they're good?
No.
Think they're going to be great?
No.
Think Trevor Lawrence is destined?
No.
To be the next big thing?
No. Well, I mean, maybe. But that's not why I'm jealous. I'm jealous of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have leadership that actually is visionary and actually is taking things to an altogether higher level. They are redesigned. They've already, it's already passed. They're redesigning their stadium. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Front Office Sports tweeted it out this morning. The stadium of the future, and it's going to have it's going to have all kinds of stuff. Obviously, the big concourse is going to have like an underwater, a subtropical park. It's going to have the ability to change capacity from 62 to 72 with a flip of a switch. It's going to have a huge outdoor concourse area. Oh, man, it looks roughly the size of the Astrodome, that it's going to have all kinds of restaurants and bars and things like that, tailgating areas. It's going to have a water feature that's going to be acres big. They're doing it in this division.
Good
with,
for them.
With visionary leadership.
It's weak.
If
be jealous
only,
of those weirdos.
If only Houston had the space to do something similar. That's right, we do. It's the Astrodome. I know we talked about this last week, but I am
on this.
I am on, you want to call it a warpath, mission, whatever you want to do. I said it last week. I'm saying it again. This just kind of rekindled everything. We can have that. Now, I think, nobody's told me this per se, but I think there's a pretty good sense that the NRG Park and the Rodeo and the Texans would love to have a next century and next level park like that, facility like that here at NRG. It's already over 20 years old, complete facelift, fan-centric, you know, certainly some incredible, cool new things. But you know what? We're not doing that. Instead, we're sitting on a bunch of rats and cats in the Astrodome. I'm not going to get off of this. I mean, I this is stupid.
What's the stadium going to be called, Jacksonville? Is it called the PDLFL Stadium?
Is it I
thought it was PDLFL.
Why do you call it that?
Please don't leave for London.
It's possible.
That's exactly what it is.
That's possible.
Please don't leave for London. PDFL. Welcome to PDFL Stadium.
Yes.
Where you'll see six games a year because we're going to play the other two in London.
Yeah. But it's about what they're doing, man.
We got a good vibe out there, man. See that? Looks good.
Notice that
the Astrodome is blocked from my view. We're looking right across. Notice it's blocked. Look, it's a good view right here.
Is it?
Look at that. Yeah.
See? Oh, yeah, I see it.
Hey, you see? It looks great.
That's what a freaking waste.
That's an awesome view right there.
I mean, you've got, what's the stadium? The Rams, what's it called? Awesome, you know. Oh, by the way, it's going to have...
I don't know what it's called. Weirdo Stadium?
The Jacksonville Stadium's going to have...
Now it's a bad view.
Come on, people. What are we doing here? Jacksonville's doing it. They might not even have a team. What are we doing?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So my mind went in the gutter, and quite honestly, I just can't help it, and I just don't see how you can't look at it this way and think of it this way. Is it safe to say what percentage of dates would you say end in sexual activity? Like when someone's in like their 40s and 50s.
First dates or just dates in general?
I don't know, dates. Like you're coming out on a date. Let's say it's hot and heavy. What percentage would you say ends in sexual activity?
If you have a date.
Like if you see a 45-year-old going out with a 30-year-old or something, they're going out about around town.
80%.
80?
That's what I say.
Is that fair?
I was going to say like 70.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going with this.
So yesterday, TMZ put out a video of Shaq going to lunch with Brittany Renner. And mm-hmm. I guess she's a social media star, Brittany Renner.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Shaq were enjoying dinner. She's 5'4", 108, man. And I get it that adults are going to adult. But you can't make me unthink what the hell she's going to do with Shaq. She's 5'4", 108, Holmes. And he's a grown man, so he's got to figure something out.
That's a category.
Hospitalization is the category. 5'4", 108, and she's going out with Shaq, John.
Curiosity killed the cat. You know that's what it is. She's like, I wonder.
Dude.
I wonder if it's possible.
I confess my mind's in the gutter.
Yes, it
but
is.
If you're honest with yourself, you'll confess your mind is right there with me.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm proud of Figgy. Like, flat out, proud.
Don't sound so surprised.
Proud like a papa. Well, I'm proud of him a lot, but I'm proud like a papa in one particular aspect. Say it, Figgy.
Man, you put me on the spot. All right. La Micha Wakana.
Dude. Oh, okay. He's been working on it. The first time he said it, he was like, Mikana. First time you said it, he said, hey, you got that spot coming up. He didn't even say it.
La Micha Wakana.
I gotta ask, have you actually been practicing?
I really been practicing. Every time I see it, I try to say it out loud. And
That's
then
awesome.
I wait for you to say it. And so I've been practicing.
That's awesome. You know, my mom used to tell people all the time, because my mom spoke almost exclusively Spanish. She spoke English, don't get me wrong. But I mean, you know, around the house and stuff, she spoke Spanish. She was fluent in English, but that was her preferred language. She used to always tell people that I had a hard time talking Spanish with her. Don't be embarrassed. Don't worry if you don't get all the words right. Most Spanish speakers really appreciate the effort. And I always remembered that. So Figgy, man, he's been literally...
La Micha Wakana.
What a baby. Very proud.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot big time here.
Me?
And I'm warning you. I'm putting you on the spot.
You like to do that.
But I'm confessing, but I'm also exposing...
Do I need to write anything down here?
No, you can in a second.
All right.
But I'm also exposing myself as well, potentially.
Okay.
So yesterday at Texans practice, there were a lot of former Texans players on the field.
Oh, you want me to identify them?
And I'll be honest, there was a picture taken, and I saw multiple people say, a lot of familiar faces at practice today.
Yeah.
Let me see. One, two, three, four, five, and six. And a few of those are only because I've judged HEB tailgates with them. I'm going to put this picture in front of you, and I want you to identify as many of these guys as you can.
All right.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 guys. I want you to identify.
So your confession
as many
is you don't think I can name
my
how
confession
many.
Is I couldn't no, that's name half
like,
of them.
Like, let me see. Let me see this real quick. All right. I'll go. All right. All right. Well, obviously Travis Johnson, Owen Daniels. Well, D'Amico, the guy on the right. I don't know. I don't think he was a player. Was he? Is that? Oh, what's his name? McKinney. Is that JJ Moses in the front? He's got his head down.
I'll take your word for it.
How many is that? Five? That's about it for now.
I don't know. Like when JJ put his picture up, I could name all of them. There, a lot of guys I don't recognize. There's Matt Murphy.
Oh, Matt Murphy was there.
There's Jonathan Wells.
Oh, I didn't see. I would have recognized him. I didn't see Jonathan. Did he wear sunglasses or something?
Yeah. You thought that was JJ Moses? I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook.
He has his head down, and he's a little guy.
Okay. I think I'm off the hook for my. That's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, D'Amico Ryan said something about rookies, and it led to two really random discussions. We'll revisit it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.